Oh, it's very true. There is joy in the morning. Music by Torrin Wells on Kinship Radio and Mornings with Ryan and Beth. Unfortunately, Ryan couldn't be here this morning, but I've pulled in some help. Welcome to the microphones, Jennifer Hayden Stokes.
Hello, Beth.
Good to see you on this Good Friday.
Good to be seen, even though this is radio.
I know. That's kind of the way I like it, though.
Yeah, theater of the mind.
I know.
Imagine what you like.
Yeah. Well, hey, I'm glad you could help me out here with the what day is it game. It just doesn't play the same way if it's just me. So anyway, if you're not familiar with the What Day Is It game, it goes like this. Ryan chooses two real holidays on a given day, and he makes a third one up. And it is our job to determine which one is the fake day.
Okay.
So in Ryan's absence, he has recorded the three options that we have to choose from. And you and I, Jennifer, have to deduce somehow which day is the fake one.
Okay, I'm glad I'm not alone in this because Ryan can be very crafty.
Oh, yes, yes. And I had a little inkling that this one might get a little interesting. So are you prepared to hear what our options are for today?
Sure, lay them on me.
Okay, Ryan, what days do we have to choose from?
And here's your options for what day is it for Good Friday, March 29th. So today, I took a look at the list of all the different weird holidays there are today. I mean, we know it's Good Friday. That's not a weird holiday, but it is today. So it's not in the game of what day is it. But there are other days today, and I took a look, and I picked two that are real, and I made a third one up. You and Beth get to guess which day is the day that I made up. So today we have National I Am in Control Day, a day commemorated on the day of Ronald Reagan's assassination attempt. After the attack, he was taken to the hospital. The Secretary of State, Alexander Haig, made history as he stated, "I am in control here." So today is National I'm in Control Day. It's also National Mom and Pop Business Owners Day. And finally, National Chiffon Cake Day. One of these days is not real. Which one is it?
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He threw a little history at us.
Wow. History, attempted assassination of Ronald Reagan all the way to a chiffon cake.
I'm telling you, he pulls them from all over.
That runs the spectrum. Okay, let's talk this through, Beth.
Sure.
I remember the assassination attempt.
Me too.
On Ronald Reagan.
I was
15.
I was 10.
Mm-hmm. And, I remember the name Alexander Haig, but and I vaguely remember the I am in control here.
Yeah.
At first blush, I do like the title, I am in control day. I think we all do.
Yeah, but it's kind of counterintuitive to the whole Christianity thing in that, you know, ultimately God is the one in control and we're supposed to surrender, that sort of thing. I mean, there's that.
Yeah, there is. But also there has to be a point person in times of crises. I understand
true.
That as
very
well.
True. I'll give you that.
I'm in control here.
Mm-hmm.
Who would make that a day, though?
I know. Huh. The person in control.
Okay. Now, the second one, I can kind of understand National Mom and Pop Business Owners Day.
Oh, yeah.
That's something we celebrate as Americans, that, you know, anybody can start a business. And
I love small business owners. I love that very much.
Yeah, the whole local, small and shop small and buy local. So I can see this as National Mom and Pop Owners Day. Can you see that as a real thing?
I can totally get behind that.
Okay.
I can also totally get behind the third one as well.
You can.
Chiffon cake? Oh, yeah. Sweets? Hello.
But would someone make it a chiffon cake day?
You would be surprised. It was Jell-O poke cake day the other day.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes. I had to try and explain to LaDonna Alvarado what a Jell-O poke cake is.
I don't even know what that is.
You have to be kidding. That's it. We're going to have some for a staff meeting sometime.
I don't know what that is. I guess that wasn't a thing in New England.
Oh, it must be so totally Midwestern. Okay. Well, we're going to put that on the agenda for a staff meeting.
So if I'm deducing this correctly, you think that the National I Am in Control Day is kind of Ryan's fake day, fake celebration. It seems too specific.
It really does.
Especially for a guy who's a little younger.
Yeah.
Than we are.
Mm-hmm.
So would you say that National Chiffon Cake Day is a fake? I mean, if
I kind of like it, to be honest with you, I like the cake.
But well, then you again, like the cake, but do you like the day? That's the thing. See, Ryan's got you going.
I know.
I can see
I
this.
Know.
I can see this happening. He's got you going.
He does all the time.
See, if there was a National Jell-O Poke Cake Day, certainly there could be a Chiffon Cake Day.
Absolutely.
But the National I'm in Control Day.
Mm-hmm.
We're not allowed to Google.
No, we're not.
So it's either number one or number three, because we really think that National Mom and Pop Business Owners Day is probably legit.
Yeah, I don't think you'd mess with that.
No.
No.
So cake or control?
This is hard, because I have no self-control when it comes to cake either, so there's that problem.
Neither do I.
Ooh.
I'm going to go with the cake that's a fake. The cake is the fake.
The cake is the fake.
Yeah. What do you think?
I'm going to go with that just because I like the rhyme.
The cake is the fake.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what Ryan has to say.
Okay. Which one did you make up, Ryan?
So it's a little tricky today. The day that I made up is National I Am in Control Day. Like, well, Ryan, that's a real day. It sure is. It's tomorrow on Saturday, but that is the day that I made up for today. Now, again, it is tomorrow, but it's not a day today. Today is National Mom and Pop Business Owners Day and National Chiffon Cake Day.
Okay. Wow. So, you know, I am still going to pat us on the back, Beth,
yes,
because I think we thought this through well, and he did switch days on us. So there would be no way that we would remember at age 15 and 11 that it would be tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for letting me play. This
oh,
was fun.
No problem, Jennifer. Thank you so much for your help. And Ryan?
Congratulations.
Yes. Yes. Thank you so much. Here's music from Ellie Holcomb on Kinship Radio.